This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to today's Daily Devotional, and we continue our series, Peace and Love. And I pray, as you listen to these Daily Devotionals, and just an aside, I've had a quick look in the podcast site, Podbean, and I've noticed that in this particular series, many, many, many people are listening back to the podcast. And again, I give God glory for that. On our podcast site, 25,000 people have listened to various podcasts. And I know the Lord's going to increase that number. We're at James, who's the brother of Jesus. James, and the first chapter, and from verse 19. And my Bible titles this, Listening and Doing. Listening and Doing. It's all very well to listen, but if you don't do, what's the point? So you're going to listen to this daily devotional, and I pray in Jesus' name that you are going to do, not only listen. Listen to this. Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. Already James is saying, you need to listen and understand the words I'm giving you. You must all be quick to listen. Slow to speak and slow to get angry. You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak and slow to get angry. He then goes on to say, human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires. So get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word God has planted in your hearts, for it has the power to save your souls. Incredible words, incredible and wise words that come from James. And I love the way he begins. He begins by saying, understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. Even that word dear is significant. You know, I've found as I've studied the word and I've brought you the word on many occasions, I have found more and more and more that when you're reading scripture, every single word counts. There's not a word that doesn't count. There's not a word that is redundant, if you will. Every one of them means something. Understand this, he says to begin with. So you need to comprehend everything that is being said to you as he brings you this valuable piece of information. And then he says, my dear brothers and sisters. He's made it personal. So when he's talking to you. The brother of Jesus is addressing you. When you read this word, it's you he's talking to, no one else. Not the person who's standing over your shoulder reading, but you, because you opened the book and you opened this scripture. And James is speaking directly to you. Are you getting this? Do I get an amen? Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. That takes in everybody. No one's left out. You're a brother or you're a sister. Every single person on this planet is taken into this. Every single person counts. Then he gives you this advice. You must all, if you've got a Bible with the word all in it, underline that word, tiny as it is, it's important because it means all of us. No one is left out. You must all be quick to listen. How quick are you to listen? And at the end of the day, what we're looking for here is God's love and God's peace to rain down on us. Well, if we're not quick to listen, we're slow to listen, we're opening our mouths all the time, how on earth can we sense God's love and His peace pouring into our lives? James is saying it here. You must all be quick to listen. Think about your life. Think about the discussions that you have with loved ones or with other people or with friends on the bus or with work colleagues, or if you're at school, think about those people you speak to in school, or in college, in university, wherever it happens to be. When you're at church, you're talking to someone. When you're talking to that person, and it can be anybody, are you just interested in getting your point of view across and you're not listening to what they have to say? Oftentimes, I have been so slow to listen and quick to speak because somebody has trying to say something to me and I'm saying, oh, guess what happened the other day? And I'm not interested in them. I'm not interested in their point of view. I just need to speak about what's going on in my heart. And all they want to do is say what is affecting them, which most probably is much more serious and much more powerful than the words I've got to say. So we have to be very, very quick to listen. What are you saying? Let me take this in and not look around me, not be distracted in any way, but let me just listen to you. Oh, I need to listen to you. And when that person says something that is perhaps making you angry because you're being slow to speak, you're being quick to listen, and that person says something to you that is really annoying you, that is really rattling your cage, and you want to explode, watch what James says. Slow to get angry. Let it be a very slow burn, a very, very slow burn. Because as you continue to listen, perhaps they redeem themselves in what they say. So something you disagree with, and it could be on a myriad of different subjects. I know in the United States at the moment, with the political situation there and with the nominations coming up for Democratic candidate for the presidency and the Republican candidate for the presidency, as these nominations come up and these people are fighting their nominations, there is so much controversy on the different personalities involved, on the different people. And perhaps you want one candidate to win and somebody else wants another candidate to win. And so you vehemently disagree with them and it makes you angry what they say. This is a case when you need to be very, very slow to get angry, but very, very quick to listen. Because there well may be a nugget of information that comes from your colleague, your friend, who wants to tell you something that perhaps you didn't know. I believe this. Your heart should be open anyway, because someone may well say something to you to change the way you've been thinking. I love what Paul says in Romans, the 12th chapter, in verse 2. He encourages us to change the way we think. Well, we can't change the way we think if we're locked into one particular point of view and we are not prepared to listen to any other point of view. We have to be open for that, I believe. And being open to a different point of view means the Lord God Almighty can channel His love and His peace into your life and can help you to change the way you perceive and the way you think, so that you won't even have to think about being quick to listen, because this could be completely beyond your control. This could be something that you cannot do, but with God's help, you can. James goes on to say in verse 20, human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires. Do you hear that? Human anger does not produce the righteousness that your Heavenly Father demands of you. So then he says, get rid of all this filth and evil in your lives. And humbly, there's another word, underline that word, humbly accept the word God has planted into your hearts. Why? For it has the power to save your souls. And also, beloved, believe me, it has the power to save other souls too. Lay it before God now. Lay it all before Him and say, Lord, I have not been quick to listen. I've been very quick to get angry. Lord Jesus, I'm asking you to take away this anger in my life, I pray, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I say to you, Lord God, you are holy and you are awesome. And I love you, Lord. And as I pray this prayer now, Father, let your peace and your love fall in Jesus' mighty name. Beloved, I'm praying for you and for myself. And if you agree with the prayer I have just prayed, then simply say yes and amen. Yes and amen. And allow the Spirit of God to let His peace and His love fall into your life now. This is what these devotionals, these daily devotionals, are designed to do, to challenge you, to challenge the way you think, to challenge your perception. Allow God now to pour His multiple blessings and His love and His peace into your life, because you have said yes and amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen and amen.